Hi guys, welcome to the very first video on miasnewpairofglasses.com. Thank you so much for joining my website. And I'm going to just go over a few quick reminders before we start the topic of this video. Do not share your site login with anyone. That is for you and only you. Do not share, download, or distribute the content on my website in any way. Okay, now let's get on to the topic of the video. This is actually going to be a video series on the SpaceX rocket launches. There's so much to cover in this and so much we've discovered that I'm going to break it down into parts and cover specific areas in each video. And by the end of this, I'm going to show and explain to you what they're really attempting to do with these launches. Now, the first part we are going to talk about desensitizing, the cover-up, the different launches, and how this is not exclusively SpaceX technology. Now, the controllers have many goals to the things that they do, and one of them that they have accomplished is desensitizing the public. If something like this happened 10 years ago, it would have made front page news and been on all the news networks. They would have prepared people so they wouldn't be afraid of what they saw in the sky. But that didn't happen in December of 2017. Hardly anybody knew what it was when they were standing out on the streets in awe, taking photos and videos. And now that they've been told what they're supposed to believe it is, when it happened again in October of this year, no one was even looking up at it. Brian and I watched it from our patio, and people were driving by and walking by and didn't even blink an eye. Now, there have been four events captured in the sky that all look similar. Two of them SpaceX claimed, but two of them they did not. These are the four launches we're going to be discussing and comparing. There was an object caught in the sky on November 7th of 2015 over Los Angeles. We have the December 22nd Southern California SpaceX launch. Then we have the December 26th of 2017 rocket launched in Russia that was not a SpaceX launch. And finally, we have the October 7th of 2018 Southern California SpaceX rocket launch. Now, how do we know that it's a cover-up? Well, we look at the evidence. So in November of 2015, a YouTuber caught an image over Los Angeles skies that looks very similar to the rockets that SpaceX claimed to have sent up. So this has not been identified by anyone, and this is the only video I could find of this image that was captured back then. So just to be sure, I went to the SpaceX website. They have a manifest where they have all the dates of all their previous and future launches listed on their website. And I looked for a launch back in November of 2015, and they did not have one. Now, another way that we know that this is a cover-up and they're not telling us the truth is because only two of all the launches SpaceX has sent up have lit up the sky and appeared like that. Now, with all the launches that they send up, these are the only ones that appear to look like the ones that we've seen. And the other images that are captured, like the one in California in November of 2015 and the Russian rocket that went off, look exactly like the two SpaceX rockets that were sent up. So what the conclusion that we come to is that this is a shared technology. Countries and agencies are just a front to create division. This technology is something that is used by a global operation that sends up these rockets for a purpose that they are not telling us about. However, after researching and analyzing all of these rockets and images caught in the sky, we have figured out what their agenda is and what they are attempting to do. And in the rest of this series, I am going to show you exactly what that is. And by the end of it, you will know exactly what they are attempting to do why they are doing it now, and why you should care about it. So stay tuned for part two of this series, where I will go more in depth about the specifics of what we've been witnessing in the sky. Everybody, thanks for watching. Stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.